Blog Talk Radio. Happy New Year's Eve to everyone. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. And I'm so excited to be here with you today as we get ready to ring in the new year. So if you're new to my show, you are on the Compassionate Light Healing Guidance Show. And I'm your host, Catherine Hunt. And I'm an angelic energy healer and coach, and an angelic channel. So today is really exciting. I have lots of angels lined up today to come forward for us when it comes to the energy of the week, energy of January, as well as an overview of 2019. So let's start with the energy of the week. So Archangel Shamuel is coming forward for us today as we enter this new week. And he is coming forward for us to remind us that we need to really love ourselves. I know a lot of you have been doing a lot of work on yourselves, letting go of those things that no longer serve you. As we start to enter into 2019. And so this week, Archangel Shamuel is calling us to really love ourselves and really be gentle with ourselves this week. Even though we're entering into 2019, some of us won't be in that energy just yet. So some of you may still have this heavier energy that is lingering around, which is very normal because we're still letting go. We're still healing from all those things that we've learned from 2018. So this week, it's about being very gentle with ourselves, being forgiving of ourselves, and loving ourselves, doing those things that we love to do. So call on Archangel Shamuel, and he will help you to really understand in what areas, in what ways you can truly love yourself and, truly accept yourself for who you are. Now, when it comes to the energy of the month of January, Archangel Ariel, as well as Archangel Uriel, are coming forward for us. And Archangel Uriel is there to help us with clarity on what it is that we truly desire and truly want for our lives in 2019. You know, what we would love to see happen when it comes to our lives, when it comes to our purpose. And so call on Archangel Uriel for clarity. And and when it comes to Archangel Ariel, when it comes to Archangel Ariel, she is coming forward for us to have us really understand what it is that we really want, as well as what it is that we are wanting to manifest in our lives. So I'm called Archangel Ariel is an angel where we'll be talking more about her soon. But she is about manifesting as well as what it is that we really want. So, you know, call on her as well for the month of January. Okay. And when it comes to the overview just having an overview of 2019, Archangel Gabriel is coming forward for us. And Archangel Gabriel is telling us about stepping forward in with our purpose, stepping forward, stepping into our purpose, as well as really speaking our truth. So call on Archangel Gabriel, and he will help you to really understand what it is that you truly want, as well as how you can step into your purpose for 2019, helping you to understand the medium that you should be working with when it comes to stepping into your purpose and sharing your truth, as well as understanding all the different areas, all the different things that you've learned in 2018 and those experiences, and how to use those in order to share your truth, because all of those experiences that you've gone through is part of your purpose and it's part of your truth. So call on him to help you to really understand, as well as Archangel Uriel will be there to help you with clarity as well. Okay. So today we are connecting with Archangel Uriel as well as Archangel Samuel. And Archangel Ariel and Archangel Samuel are considered as love angels. So that's why they're coming forward for us together today. And Archangel Ariel, she has a very a gentle energy. She comes in the form of a pink and yellow energy, as well as some white and gold energy as well. So when we talk about Archangel Ariel, and a lot of times when she comes forward, she has the message of love, but also about power. So even though she may be a very gentle energy, a very soft energy, she's a very powerful energy. Archangel Ariel also is, like I had mentioned, the angel of manifesting. So when you're writing your letters for manifesting at the new moon, it's great to call in Archangel Ariel to help you to write your letters so that you can get clarity on what it is exactly that you want manifested in your life, and to help you to understand what it is that you truly want. You know, we talk about manifesting letters and, you know, really feeling into what it is that we really want. And Archangel Ariel helps us to do that. So right now we are going to connect with her energy. So if you can sit comfortably, and take a close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. So breathe in for four and hold for four and breathe out for four. Now, when you're ready, Archangel Ariel is stepping forward for us, and she's right in front of you. And she is sending her pink and golden energy all around you, from your head and down your body, to your shoulders, all the way down to your legs. And then this energy is going to come back up from your legs, your head, and your crown chakra is actually going to expand to fill the room, and she's going to send her energy in through your crown chakra through your third eye, down to your throat, and down through to your heart, going to expand your heart chakra as well. And then this energy is going to keep going down to your solar plexus, and down to your sacral chakra, to your root chakra, and all the way down to your feet. So right now, looks like Archangel Ariel is going to take our hands from our heart chakra, and she's going to take us on a journey. So we're going to take our hands and walk on this path that unfolds in front of you. It's a light pink hat that comes forward. And notice those things around you that you see that is within your heart chakra. Look to your left and look to your right. And see what you notice. And she's going to take you into this room on your right. And this room is going to it's going to be a wooded area, a forest. And in this forest, there's going to be a clearing. And around the clearing are a few benches. And just kind of notice what you see around you. Do you see any beings or any other angels? Colors that you notice. And just take a note of those. And in the middle of this clearing is going to be a it looks like a bonfire. And there'll be a flame, a huge flame. And Archangel Ariel is going to lead you right in front of this flame. And she's asking you to look into this flame. And in this flame, she wants you to ask what it is that you need to know today. And it's going to be about any fears and doubts that you may have. So just notice what it is that you see. And what did it say you noticed? Take a note of that. Now whatever it is that you see and whatever it is that and whoever it may be that comes to you in this flame, is actually going to come out of this flame. And you're going to take hold of their hand, if it is a person. And if it's a fear or a doubt, the fear or doubt will be right in front of you. And Angel Ariel wants you to ask what it is that you need to know. What it is that you need to hear when it comes to your fears or doubts or messages that you need to hear from your loved ones. And right now, Archangel Ariel is sending both you and either this person or a fear, doubt energy around both of you. To help you to really understand why you are hearing this message today. So now, Kristen, or the fear or doubt is going to go back into the flame. She's going to take your hand and lead you back to where you came from. Lead you back into your heart chakra. She's going to contract your heart chakra as well as your crown chakra. And now we're going to ground your energy. So I'm visualizing bright white energy from your root chakra going all the way down to the center of the earth. When these golden strands of light coming up from the center of the earth and entwining from your feet way around you all the way up all the way to your crown chakra. Into the heavens. We're gonna come back to our awareness, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And I would love to hear from you on what it is that you saw, what it is that you heard. So if you'd like to give us a call at 714-816-4628, and be sure to press 1 on your keypad if you'd like to speak with me. And then if you'd like any guidance, any channeled guidance, I am here to help you with that. So why don't we go ahead with a few callers. So caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, I'm first today. This is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm good. Are you tired of hearing from me? I hope not, because I love this show.
No. I'm never tired of hearing from you. I love hearing from you. So how can I help you today?
Well, I went through your meditation, but my thoughts were so scattered that I had, like I had grandparents coming through holding my hand.
Awesome.
But it is awesome. But I've got this blaring, stupid mechanical issue that I'm trying to work on that kind of overwhelms my thoughts. So for the New Year's, I'll have to try this again tomorrow. But I would love a message.
So when your grandparents came forward for you, did they have a message for you?
Just encouragement, like they always do. They just, my grandma took my left hand, my grandpa, who I never met in life, took my left hand or my right hand, and they actually have stayed with me. They did not go back into the flames.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed with me. well, maybe I may have asked them to stay with me, truth be told, because they're so comforting. But they, the message was just that, you know, I'm supported and they're there. And the thing I struggle with is, you know, the spiritual part that's there of them. You know, I want to transmute that into real, you know, real concrete them being here, helping me, going, you got this. We're going to help you. You got a hard job? Okay, we're going to help you.
So, yes. So, it's, you know, it's about love. You know, Archangel Ariel is all about love. So, you know, they're coming forward for you to let you know that, you know, you're, yes, you're always supported and that you're always loved. You know, and it seems like, you know, that's one of those things that you need to, you know, that's, you know, part of the healing process. You know, knowing that you're always loved and knowing that you're never alone. You know, and, you know, that's why they came forward for you today, as well as always being there for you too. You know, so, you know, that is something that you do need to kind of work through as well. You know, so what it is, you know, what is it that, you know, you have to really dig deep into? Why is it that you're needing to be assured that, you know, you're loved and you're always supported? You know, what was it in the past that really kind of, it's a limiting belief that you need to let go of? You know, past experiences that you experienced when you were younger. A limiting belief that you have that needs to be let go of those things that happened in the past for you. So, you know, call on Archangel Raphael to help you to understand what it is that was in the past that kind of, you know, is holding you back. What I'm actually seeing for you is your inner child. So you need to do some inner child work. So when you call on Archangel Raphael, ask for him to show you your inner child. And I think you'll get a lot of information out of that.
Well, you know, and that's interesting that you mentioned that, because there was another person that came through. It was a child, but it was not me, because I've always been blonde hair, and this child had long dark hair and pigtails and glasses, and I have no idea who that was. But it did make me think, this might be an inner child thing, but I kind of forgot that till you mentioned that I needed to do some inner child work.
Okay. So, dig into what I feel right now is that person that came forward, that child that came forward, actually had an effect on you in the past, you know, when it comes to when you were a child. So, you know, that's something that, you know, you're going to want to look into with Archangel Raphael. I also do have Archangel Gabriel coming forward for you as well. And it's about stepping forward into your purpose and sharing your truth. So, you know, I had mentioned this before, you know, when it comes to all the different things that you've learned and all the things that you've received from the angels, and when it comes to your gifts and abilities. So, He wants you to find that clarity of what you really desire when it comes to your gifts. You know, what is it that you really want to do with those gifts that you have? And really, have a focus. And then take that focus and to be able to share it and to be able to step forward. Because 2019 is going to be a big year for you. So it's about really understanding what it is you truly want with all those different things that you've learned in 2018. Because you've done a lot of growth in 2018. So 2019 is about stepping forward with your purpose.
Mm-hmm. And that's the tricky part, right? Because, I'm so fascinated with everything, and I see the benefits of everything. Mm-hmm. So do you have to pick just one, or can you just say,
No, you don't have to pick one. Oh, go ahead.
I would love to communicate with animals. Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to heal people energetically. I would love to be able to do what you're doing for me today.
Mm-hmm.
Give people messages of hope and direction, you know, guided by the angels, you know, and is that too broad, or do I need to narrow it down?
So, no, it's not too broad. It's just, how do you want to use it? How do you want to put it all together? So you have to really understand what it is that, you know, you want to, how you want to put it all together. And Archangel Uriel is there to help you with clarity on that as well. But Archangel Gabriel's, you know, really showing me that it's time to really hone down and really just put it all together. So you can use all of those gifts, because, you know, when it comes to spirituality and, you know, all these different things just come up, especially as we keep learning and keep growing and, you know, as we up level. So, you know, what I'm hearing is, what do you want to be when you grow up? I know it sounds funny, it's kind of like choosing a title for yourself. What do you want to be called? So you need to kind of condense it, put it all together,
kind of like writing a business plan, maybe.
So call on Archangel Uriel and Gabriel, and they'll help you to understand how exactly you want to help people, how exactly you want to do this, so that it's like one business. You know, one business, not multiple different businesses. Not separate entities, but one entity. So, that's something that you want to really focus on.
Okay. All right. I think I have an idea. Because, you know, Natalie Anderson, who is the animal communicator, who used to be on the show, she's like that. She's got a lot of, you know, she's an animal communicator, she's a medium, so maybe just structure, not mirror hers, because I don't want to, you know, I want to be Charlotte, not Natalie, but I think I have some clarity now. It means more to me now when you say you have to narrow it down, because you have given me that message several times, and I just didn't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. So
So, I mean, you know, you have to understand that energy is energy. So, you know, when we communicate with spirits and when we communicate with animals, it's all because of energy. You know, we're able to do that because, yeah. So, you know, there is that similarity there. You know, so now how do you want to, you know, what do you want to do with it? You know, so really focus on that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. And I'm sorry I took up so much of your time today, but I'm...
Oh, no.
Well, no,
don't
I'm not sorry. I love it. And I'm appreciative of it is what I am. I'm not sorry. I'm very appreciative.
You're very welcome. I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a wonderful new year.
You too.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks,
keep
Catherine.
Listening, and we're going on to Archangel Samuel. All right. So we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's go see what we have coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So on Wednesday, January 2nd, Wednesday is back, and Dax and Rose will be talking about the spirituality of gaming. So be sure to tune in, and that should be very exciting. And then on Thursday, Soul Sisters is back soon, and I will actually be on as their special guest. So be sure to join us, and I'll be talking about the Hershel Angels and the Hershel Realm, and they're going to be playing a big part when it comes to 2019. So I'm excited about that, to share that, as well as loving yourself and into your purpose. So be sure to join us on Thursday. And then on Friday, Stephanie Mayo with Sue and Dax will be back on Friday, and they will be taking your calls and do some reading. So be sure to join them as well. Okay. So let's go into talking about Archangel Samuel. So Archangel Samuel, he's been with me for a few weeks now. and if you follow my page on Facebook, you'll notice that there are a few channeled messages recently that I have done when it comes to Archangel Samuel. And it's because, you know, with it being the end of the year, you know, he wants all of us to really understand that it's time to love ourselves. And, you know, when we love ourselves, a lot of different things come into focus for us. And loving ourselves, you know, fills our energetic cup. And it helps us to, you know, be able to love other people. And see other people in the way that the divine wants us to see everyone. You know, we're all divine love and light. So, you know, when we love ourselves and do the things that we are passionate about, that we desire, we can see others in the same light. You know, that everyone else is also, you know, doing the things that, you know, and are supposed to be doing the things that are part of their purpose, to step into their purpose and to share their truth. So, you know, Archangel Samuel comes to us. He's a stronger energy when it comes to love, and but he has those gentle messages for us as well. So. You know, be sure to call in Archangel Samuel, you know, when it comes to learning to love ourselves and how we can love ourselves. When I see Archangel Samuel, I see the rose quartz a lot. When I connect with people that are about loving it, you know, needing to love themselves, if you remember our heart chakra talk, our heart chakra has the giving end and the receiving end. And Archangel Samuel, as well as a rose quartz, is about the receiving end of our heart. So it has the pink energy, and it's in the back of our heart. So a lot of times when I know that someone needs to work on themselves, you know, I feel it in the back of my heart, you know, what it is that they need to work on. So, you know, and Archangel Samuel came forward for us for this week, for the energy of this week. So, you know, be sure to really connect with him and ask him to help you to know how it is that we can love ourselves so that our love, our energetic cup can be overflowing so that we can continue to serve others and love our others and, you know, just have that energy so that we can help others. Now we're going to connect with his energy. So if you can, let's close our eyes. Take a few deep breaths. And he's going to be sending us his pink. I also see red energy coming from the heaven. And swirling down around us from our crown chakra and around our body. Going down our body. And really breathe in that energy that he brings. And going all the way down to our feet. Wrapping us in his energy. And then energy is from our feet. It's going to go back up and into our crown chakra. And it's going to fill our body. So from our head all the way down. And it's going to be a bright red energy that fills our body with a white energy as well. It's going all the way down from our to your heart, down your arms, all the way down to your feet. Now Archangel Samuel is wrapping his wings around you in love. His large wings around you. And just feel where it is that you feel on your body that love that he sends. Or it may be a breeze that you feel. Just kind of notice what it is that you feel and see. And he wants you to know that you are loved. You're so loved. Breathe in with energy. He's sending you that peace. And that calm within you. He wants you to know that you are never alone. Now he's going to step back. And he's sending you more energy. And he is helping you let go of those things that no longer serve you. Those energies that aren't yours. The energy that's negative. And going up into the heaven. Now he's going to fill those spots where he took all of those the negativity away, and fill that with light and with love. We have this energy swirling around you, pink as well as gold energy around you. And really listen for the messages that he's sending you personally. And breathe in that energy. And breathe really deeply. And just feel your energetic cup filling up. And feel that love from him. So now he's going to bring that energy into our body. And then we're going to ground our energy one last time from our root chakra. Light energy going all the way down to the center of the earth. And this time, pink strands of energy are going to come up from the center of the earth. And it's going to wrap around you from your feet all the way up to your crown and then into your crown inside your body. and take a few deep breaths. Bring that awareness back into your body. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Awesome. So now, if you'd like to talk about what Archangel Samuel has brought to you, be sure to call us at 714-816-4628. And I would love to talk to you about what you saw or what you heard, as well as any guidance that you would need. And and be sure to press 1 on the keypad to talk to me. So now that, you know, you've connected with her energy, be sure to connect with especially Archangel Samuel this week. You can do that same meditation over and over again, especially if you need to feel that love and that peace from him. I know whenever I connect with him, I'm always feeling that love. It just feels overwhelming. And usually it's in the back that I really feel him. So I would, you know, love to hear from you at any time. And today I am actually going to, I'm being told to talk about this, but you know, as we step into 2019, you know, it's the year of stepping into your purpose and sharing your truth. And I actually have a 12-week course. It's a one-on-one course called Awakening Your Soul's Purpose. And it is about opening yourself up to what it is that your purpose is. So if you're feeling lost feeling stuck when it comes to your energy, really think about this course, because this course will help you to understand what it is your purpose is, what it is that you need to step into, as well as, I'll be helping you with the angels to let go of those limiting beliefs that you have that's holding you back from stepping into your purpose and knowing what your truth is, because your truth and your purpose, they all go together. As well as in this course, I will help you to learn how to connect with angels. And I actually had the Herschel angels stepping forward for me and for you, if you'll be joining the course, for this course. They'll be along with us and sharing with you your purpose. They come to us time because our consciousness is rising and a lot more people are ready to step into their purpose, ready to share their truth to others. So if that is you, if this is something that you've been thinking about, because I have been speaking about it for some time now, there's a reason why you're getting that nudge to, when it comes to thinking about this course. So it's a 12-week course where we meet every week on video chat. Once a week for an hour on video chat, as well as getting unlimited access to me. So through Messenger, through calls, if you have any questions that come up during the week for you, any clarity that you might need. And then you would get guidance from the angels. They're always going to be there, depending on what you need, as well as healings that will go on during the course. So it is tailored to you. It really is on what you really need, as well as, at the end of the course, you'll know what your purpose is, how to step forward and share your truth, and how to go ahead and, whether it's collaborating with others, setting up a business. So whatever it is that the angels have for you, they will be there guiding each step of the way. And I'll be there to support you as well as, there's always going to be lessons and, in healings and teachings that go on throughout the course. So if that is something that you're interested in, you can go to my website at CompassionateLightHealing.com. And it is under courses. And I also have that on my Facebook page as well. So if you're not connected, it's facebook.com/CompassionateLightHealing. That's my page for the show. And I'll have all of that information on there as well. And then, that page is for those who call in. If you have any questions, you can also contact me through there as well. As well as, I do offer healing sessions as well as guidance sessions. So you can also find that on psychictalk.net/Catherine. So if you go there and, I offer those sessions, the angelic sessions. It really depends on what the angels really want us to work on. So it could be healing. It could be guidance. It could be both. If it's something that you need, especially as we enter 2019, be sure to contact me. And I'll let you know what each angels come forward, because there's always angels coming forward for everyone. So, they're always wanting to work with you. And when it comes to your intuition as well, everyone has intuition. Whenever you hear any archangel's names, just know that they're there with you and they want to connect with you. So be sure to do that, and be sure to connect with Archangel Shamuel this week. I really look forward to hearing from you. If you haven't called yet and you've been unsure about calling, I won't bite. Feel free to call. Feel free to come chat. As well as you need to always contact me privately as well if there are some questions that you have. So I actually have someone on the chat room. And are we able to ask if our angels have any message for us? Yes. So guest 813-599 to ask your questions, please feel free to call. The number is 714-816-4628, and press 1 on the keypad if you'd like to speak with me. Or you can also post in the chat room if you'd like, because we are at the end of our show. Feel free to post in the chat room and I will answer it for you. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and Charlotte for calling in, and I hope everyone has a wonderful new year. Be sure to tune in on Thursday on the Soul Sisters show. I'll be there to chat about loving ourselves as well as the Herschel angels. And next week, I have a special show. I am going to be live in Florida next week, and I will be there for a healing retreat I'll be hosting. So I will be calling from there, so you can always call in for guidance while I'm there. And I look forward to talking to you next week. So have a wonderful and blessing-filled week. And I'm sending everyone lots of love and light. So bye-bye for now.